Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Hello, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. I'd like to tell everybody that I actually have two names. Isn't that something? Not that I'm that special. But anyways, I have with me tonight Stars Maya Moon and Stars James, and they are going to talk about how to get a psychic reading. Now, we've probably all had readings, all maybe not gotten a good reading, maybe gotten an awesome reading. Of course, all my stars, you would get a good reading from, so that's a given right there. But anyways, there are ways that you can, you know, maximize a session. How often do you get a reading? How much is too much to pay? What's the difference between a psychic and a medium? All kinds of things that they're going to tell you all about. So with that, I guess I'm going to send it over to Maya. Are you starting the show, or are you going to do it, James?
I can't remember who started last week.
You can go ahead.
Go ahead, Maya.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead. All right. Well, this is Maya, and thank you, Miss Natalie. And I want to welcome, as always, welcome everyone. We're so glad to have you. If you've been listening, we're glad to have you back. And if this is your first time, I know that you're going to find this topic very interesting and informative, and all of our topics actually are very good. So you will enjoy the show. And I just want to say a shout-out to those in the chat room. I know that Stars Priestess Candy is in there and other experts. So if you are looking at this time, they work at the same time that we do. So if you did want a mini reading or you have a question you want answered, you can go to the chat room for that. Here on the show, we welcome and invite you to call in, and the number is 347-838-9736. But just for general, if you had a general comment, no readings here on the show live. And sorry, my voice is cracking a little bit. Hopefully it won't be too bad. So yeah, there's a lot of information, and I won't go of course in everything right now, but I'll just start it out a little bit. What I found is, starting with like what is the best time, or is there a worse time to get a psychic reading? And I would have to say that my belief is there really isn't a best time to get a reading or have a session. If you feel the need, that's good enough. I don't feel that things necessarily have to be going wrong or bad in your life, or you have to be in a crisis, which usually does bring us often to seek out spiritual guidance. But that isn't necessarily, you know, it doesn't have to go hand in hand. Things can be going well in your life. And just like I always use the analogy, we often get a checkup with our doctor. So it's kind of the same thing. It's a spiritual checkup. You can kind of see if you're on your path. And depending on the reader, the session, a look at what might be ahead for you. And sometimes, there are some unspoken rules about, which we'll get into later in the show, about when it becomes to where you're becoming, I call it, you're starting to become dependent on a reader, and you're using the sessions in order, as a crutch, to get through. I don't think there's anything wrong with you with sessions or a reader or an expert helping and being supportive during a difficult time. But just like we've talked about connection versus attachment, you want to make sure about that. So, and one thing that I would always advise is that try to, if you're getting a reading, whether it's your first time or your 10th time, you know, make sure that you've got the time available that is free, quiet, you've got time to yourself, so, you know, you're not going to be interrupted. Even though you can get a copy of a chat session, I recommend that you keep pen and paper and take notes, and that way you can look back. It's easier to do so. And also, if you can kind of take a few moments before your reading or your session, clear your mind, open yourself up, and just say that I'm open to receive any information, insider guidance, which I need to receive, and kind of have that attitude, have a very open attitude when we come for a session and we're honed in on just absolutely one outcome or, you know, one specific scenario, then we're limiting ourselves. And that's not to say, don't misunderstand me, if you need to or you desire to speak about career or love or family, that's fine. If you have, you know, your topic or what you want to look at is specific. But what I'm saying is be open that you're going to hear most likely what you need to, as opposed to we don't always hear what we want to. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to James and see what he has to say starting off here.
Okay, well, I just wanted to start just by greeting everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. And Stars Aeneas is in the chat, so I want to say hi to him and to you and also Natalie. I just want to kind of cover, it looks like we kind of covered the first two bullet points together, which is fine. But I do want to start out, when is the best time? Because I personally think that this is really different for different types of personalities and different types of people. You know, because I have clients that will, you know, schedule an appointment, and then I have clients, a lot of my clients are very spontaneous when they come in. So when it comes to when is the best time, I think that's a really personal question. I do feel that one thing to make sure of is it's always, like, it's never a good time if it's not affordable. Meaning that if that is an avenue for you to get centered and for you to really, you know, use that tool in your spiritual journey and in your personal journey, a reading, I would say that, you know, Spirit will provide you the finances. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to have, I mean, sometimes that just means that you have to plan for it or, you know, make a schedule for yourself, limit yourself a little bit, and, you know, plan it out financially for yourself. But I do really feel like it is important to check and make sure that your finances are in alignment before you just jump in and do a reading with someone. You know, and then another time, there are lots of reasons to come to a psychic. So, again, that kind of determines when the best time is for certain individuals. One thing, I'm going to jump into how to maximize a session a little bit, because I think we covered this a little bit. To maximize a session, one of the things that you pointed out was to kind of center yourself or get focused. I do feel like it is good to have some level of intention. It depends. It depends on what kind of reading you're getting with someone. But, you know, a lot of the readings that people come to me for are very specific, like they're interested in a relationship dynamic or they're interested in their finances or career. And it is good to set some level of intention if you're, you know, if you want to have a relationship reading. You know, if other things come up, obviously be receptive to whatever Spirit's saying because it's important. But, you know, personally, I think that to maximize a session, it is good to have some level of intention and then balancing that out with being receptive to whatever spirit is giving related to your situation. And, you know, you might want to start before you make a call or sit down to a session. You may want to say a prayer or, like you were saying, get centered. Lighting a candle is something that a lot of my clients actually tell me that they do before they come into a session, which is great because it actually, you know, focuses the their own intention related to the session. Taking notes. You had mentioned taking notes. I totally agree. There's something about really sitting down and making even if you just jot down a word here and there, there's something, at least maybe this is my personality, but there's something about doing that that actually helps me. In fact, even when I'm listening, even when I'm doing the program, I sit here and I make notes. A lot, you know, with what Maya's saying, just because it's a way to help me kind of integrate certain dynamics into you know, my own personal life and then also into the show. And so I think it's the same with when you sit down and you're doing a reading. It's a way for you to integrate those the dynamics that are coming through in a reading. I loved what you said about make sure that you have quiet time. I think one of the biggest things, it is important for, you know, a good reader can read no matter what, but it is important for you not to be too distracted, because a lot of times, and we'll get into this a little bit when we talk about the difference between a medium and a psychic, but a lot of times psychics will read the energy that is taking place or the momentum that's taking place in your own situation. And if you're distracted, then there is, you know, it's very likely that that also will come up as a dynamic of your reading, not because you know, the person isn't a good reader, but because it is very distracting if somebody is, you know, dealing with a situation and trying to talk to an advisor at the same time. At least that's what I have found. I don't know, Maya, if you've ever experienced that. Have you ever experienced that where someone was tending to a child or watching the television? I actually had somebody call me one time on the phone, and they were watching the television, and it was very hard for me to tap into that. But have you experienced that as well?
Yes, I think you brought up some really great points, and that's one of them. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is something that I feel we're giving it. Think of it this way. How would you feel if I was watching TV? I see. Mm-hmm, hold on a second. They're at the best part here. So it would be the same thing. I'm going to, or the experts are going to give you their undivided attention and focus just on you. And we need that from you, too, because I agree that oftentimes, if your energy is scattered or you're chaotic because you're trying to do to multitask, for example, then I think that that can push the reading off just a little bit. And it also makes it more difficult, because for me it's like wading through heavy curtains, like I have to push through to get to that core energy. So, yeah, excellent point. And absolutely, I absolutely agree that that should be the only thing that's going on. And if you don't have time, then you need to schedule it at a different time than when you can give it your undivided attention, just as you would expect us, right?
Right. And I also think that's another good reason to actually quiet your mind a little bit before you actually make the call, because that, you know, if you are distracted, even if your mind is very cluttered with a lot of different things, you know, it is beneficial to you, and I mean, obviously to the person who's reading your energy or reading your momentum about the future, it's beneficial for them in doing the reading, but it's also very beneficial to you because you're going to get clearer information from the person who's doing the reading. So I think that that's another good, you know, it's a good point that you had made, that, you know, make sure that you're centered. Set an intention through prayer, you know, allow yourself to be open and receptive. Those types of things are actually things that are going to aid in the process, because, it, you know, when when there's a lot of chaos around you, it's not that we can't get through it as advisors. It's that it's just much easier to do a reading for somebody who is not in a state of chaos. Now, I understand, too, that there are times when people, you know, are in a state of panic and a reading will help them out of that, but that's a completely different scenario. You know, because there are a few people that have come to me in that frame of mind where the reading actually settled their mind and settled them down.
Right.
And but I would recommend, though, that readings not be your only source to find that particular state of peace. It may be, you know, one of the methods that you use, but you know, look at it to your own personal well-being from a holistic model. Just like, you know, with the medical community, it's, you know, it is good to have a doctor and to go to the doctor. You had used that analogy previously, but it's also good to be able to you know, have a more holistic practice related to your own health, and this is the same with your spirituality as well. It's very important for you to have a holistic mentality about it, at least from my perspective. Did you have anything else you wanted to share about how to maximize the session or how to really get the most out of it?
I did, actually. So should I go ahead and...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one thing I thought your point was excellent that you brought up about affordability and budget. Many of us are struggling with the economy, although the economy has, I feel, you know, has backed somewhat. Readings, sessions, that type of thing, I consider that a luxury item, just like I consider, although I think that it's very well worth the money. The thing is, if you're not paying your rent or you're saying, well, I'm going to skip food this week, no, that's just not acceptable. You need, like James said, save up and, you know, save your money, or because I do feel that it can really help, and in fact, it can help with prosperity and abundance. So it's definitely worth maybe foregoing your Starbucks coffee or a couple of pedicures, whatever it is that you normally might do for yourself, save up, because you have to be able to afford it. Which brings me to another point when we're talking about maximizing. And I also wanted to say that I agree with James. Obviously, we have a lot of clients in this profession that, due to the circumstances that they are currently in, they are very chaotic, conflicted, confused. So please understand that we welcome you, and we can definitely assist in bringing about some peace and helping to realign your energy balance. Many of us can bring healing. So don't think that, you know, if you're in a chaotic situation that you're not going to be able to get a good session. You still can. We're just saying, under more normal circumstances, try your best to have an open mind and to not be, you know, chaotic or anxious, you know, which, if it's your first time or you haven't done this much before, some people tend to be a little bit anxious. So just try to calm yourself down a little bit if possible. And if not, because you are suffering or you're going through a rough time, we'll pick up on that. And even though it might be a little bit more difficult, we definitely can help you. And the other thing that I wanted to add on maximizing is the amount of time. If aside from a follow-up, let's say that you've come several times and you're just following up on something that was previously discussed, you need to make sure that you're planning ahead and getting enough time. And because there are times when we're not going to resonate with everyone. On Stars, you are going to buy bulk packages and minutes. And within the first few minutes, our experts are going to know if they don't connect with you. So, you know, it's possible that you might try someone and a couple of minutes and you don't resonate, or they don't, or it just doesn't seem like it's a good fit, and you can use those minutes with someone else. So if you, and my feeling is this, if you can't afford at least 30 minutes to get a full good reading, then you probably are better off to wait and save up, because that's just the amount of time it takes. And again, if we use the analogy of a good doctor, if you're going for a thorough checkup, I mean, think about it. You can't walk in to the doctor's office and say, well, I got 5 minutes, doc, and, you know, go for it. Nor would you, most of us would feel a little bit upset. I know I would if I went and I wanted a full checkup. You know, I wanted to make sure that everything was working well. And the doctor, you know, looked at me and said, ah, you look good, okay. And, you know, spent 5 minutes and walked out. So I think time is important. And it's not that we're trying to, you know, get more time. It's just that we're being realistic, and we can't serve you with our highest if we don't have enough time to do it. So with that, I'll turn it back to James.
No, I totally agree with the time factor. In fact, I think that that's part of what I was getting at with the affordability. You know, and I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but we actually, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, we talk once in a while, and we actually refer to them as 5 minute drive-bys, because it's very, mm-hmm. It is actually very difficult sometimes to really get, you know, in alignment, or get with into a person's energy and be able to explain to them what they, you know, what they desire to hear related to the session, or what they're wanting out of it in a few minutes or 5 minutes, or sometimes even 10, 15 minutes too. So I think that absolutely time is very important to be conscious of when you're talking about getting a reading. And that's why I said, you know, the affordability factor. Set aside, and it doesn't mean, I think it doesn't matter what kind of budget you're on. Most people can you know, set aside money, make a fund or whatever, set aside money, and you know, save up to get a session if that's their desire. But I do feel as though, you know, you want to be very conscious of that. And I actually wanted to give you another thing. I really feel like the economy is kind of springing back as well, so I just wanted to say that.
Cool.
And then there's one other thing associated with maximizing your session that I had on my notes here, but I actually didn't get to mention. Read the profile of the individuals that you're interested in getting a session with. Find out about them. Read feedback. Find out what other people are saying about them. I understand that not everyone has lots of feedback on their profile, and that's okay. But, you know, get as much information as you can going in, so that you're not really surprised when you get a session with someone. There are, you know, lots of different styles of reading. The one thing, it's really not universal at all, the way that people read, do psychic readings. And the reason for this is there's really no formatted, like, educational programs or schools out there for this particular industry. So we oftentimes, we will go to, like, I learned from a mentor. Some people are self-taught. They just taught themselves how to give readings. And so, and actually I think that's one of the most beautiful things about this particular industry, is that there are so many unique ways for people to express themselves, and it really is beneficial to the clients themselves, because not everyone is receptive to the same communication style. So that's why I think it's really important for you to go through and read through profiles, read through feedback, and see if that, you know, what's being expressed there resonates with you as well. Because if the first or second person that you go to and you read their profile doesn't really fit for you, there is someone out there that will fit for you. That's the one beautiful thing about this industry, is there are so many different styles. And there are so many different methods as well. So I did want to point that out in terms of how to maximize a session. I mean, do you have anything to comment on that?
Well, no, other than I definitely agree. And I think it's important to read the profiles and also because, like you said, I agree. There's no you know, one protocol that's followed in terms of reading and guidance and how we work in our profession. And so for the clients that are particularly drawn to astrological readings or tarot cards or whatever, which kind of will bring us into maybe the difference between a psychic and a medium. So make sure that reading the profile, I think, is very important. And also, it gives you an idea of the way that person works, because most of us, if we do this or we do that or we don't do this or we don't do that, we do list it in our profile, and that saves us all time and money. I don't do astrology at all, so if you came to me and said, yes, I'm looking for an astrology reading, then I would have to say, I'm sorry, that's not something I do, and it states that in my profile. So I think that was a great point to bring up, yes. And
that
also
actually, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
I have a funny story to tell, but...
I was just going to finish up by saying that the written word carries a lot of power, which is partly why taking notes, but also reading a person's profile also helps you connect with their energy. And generally you're going to find that there's just something, after you've read a few profiles, something is going to bring you back, or like James said, and I agree, there's always going to be someone out there for you, so you'll feel that feeling. So that's it. Go ahead, James.
No, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. And actually, the story I was going to tell was about the astrology. I actually had an individual come to me one time, and I don't do astrology at all. I have a fundamental understanding of astrology. It's just not something I like the way I do readings. So I even though I've educated myself a little bit on it, it's not something that I use for my practice. But anyway, had this lady come in, and she came in, explained all of her chart, all of her husband's chart, and then said, what do you think? And she spent a lot of time, and I was trying to interject here and there, and I did, you know, specifically say, you know, I'm not a professional astrologer or anything, and but she did take up a lot of time, you know, explaining it, and actually it turning out to be a good session for both of us. But so yeah, that's another good reason on why you want to read the profile, because she could have saved herself like 10 minutes of time in the session if she would have read ahead of time, indicated, you know, because I don't indicate that I do astrology professionally, and actually a lot of what she was saying, the terminology that she was using, a lot of it I wasn't even familiar with, so I didn't know, you know, I really wasn't aware of, you know, what she was talking about. So okay, and then the next two, I actually think that we can cover these together. How often and how much is too much in terms of how much to pay or how often to get a reading. And I think that how often, it really depends on the individual again. I have regular clients that come to me once a year. I have regular clients that come to me quarterly, regular clients that come to me monthly, weekly, and you know, so I don't have anybody that comes to me daily. That would probably be, I would probably have to say, you know, maybe we should let some of these, you know, things come to be. Now, the people that I do weekly, oftentimes they're not necessarily predictive readings, but they're more almost like spirit coaching sessions. I do channel in some of my readings, and so a lot of times what it will be are channeling type readings. For the people who come to me weekly or biweekly. But I really think, you know, I think that, again, it is very important to assess where you're at. First of all, you know, where you're at emotionally, you know, are you using this as a crutch, or is this just something that you is a part of your life? Like one of my weekly clients, my most faithful weekly client, she's been a client of mine for 3 years. And, you know, a lot of times I tell her, it's like, you know, one of these days I'm going to come to you for a reading, because you know, from my own perspective and how I've read for her and the things that Spirit says about her, you know, she's very far advanced, you know, on the spiritual evolutionary ladder. I don't want to say it like a ladder, like it's the social ladder or something, but in terms of her own development, you know, she is very developed, her personality has developed, her, you know, it's very interesting that she comes to me every week, but again, I don't, you know, it's just a part of who she is. She's the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, so it's not like money is an issue for her, and it's actually an enjoyable time, usually for both of us, once a week. So, you know, sometimes that's good for people. I would check to see, you know, what is your state of mind when you come in if you do have really frequent readings? I would recommend not coming in through compulsion. Or, you know, sometimes anxiety, that's one of those issues, is the anxiety itself, you know, I would say if you're having a reading frequently and your anxiety is only satiated momentarily, there's probably something else that needs to be addressed in your situation as well. And a lot of times that will come up in the reading. So pay attention. Because sometimes I actually have had clients that have done this where they come with a compulsion over and over again, and you know I actually end up saying, you know, maybe you should read through the transcript from our last session. I've actually had to do that a couple times just because it seemed like we were saying the same thing over and over again. And a lot of it was about techniques that she could use to satiate her anxiety, and then there were other things associated with that as well. I would also, when it comes to how often, there are individuals out there, and I'm not saying that it's bad to get, like, a second opinion. It is probably not in your best interest to get 12 different opinions, though. So, you know, I would recommend finding a particular reader that fits your personality style, and not jump from reader to reader, especially if you are seeking an answer that no one is giving you. I would just, you know, if you don't want the result that everyone is giving you, you may want to take a step back and assess, you know, maybe what's going on in your own situation. But I would recommend not jumping from reader to reader. Like I said, you can have, I don't really see anything wrong with having maybe one or two. But I would find somebody who really resonates with you and not jumping from person to person, only because that tends to make things confusing, not necessarily because people are giving you different information, but because they're probably giving you the same information in a different way. And because we each have our own unique communication style, that can sometimes be confusing. That's what I had to say about that. What do you think about how often, the frequency, and then, and we never dealt with how much is too much, but I'll let you take it over.
Okay, well, I agree. I think for the most part, it is an individual process, and a lot of times it depends on if we're, you know, what the session is about, if we're doing coaching, if we're doing empowerment, if we're helping someone and, you know, through a time of crisis to become stronger, to understand their spiritual development, to get further in touch. But where I believe that it becomes unhealthy and becomes an obsession, and I would say that it's too much, and sometimes it can be very hard to say, you know, what's too much and what is just simply, you know, a temporary need because of circumstances. But if I have a client and they are relying on reassurances, for example, from me, rather than usually it involves another person, and it's like what you said. When I find that we're covering the same material, the same questions over and over and over daily or even every other day, then that alerts me that there's an underlying problem with some type of insecurity, or that person, you know, as soon as the feel good of, even if I've given them the truth, once that feel good wears off, so we're not getting anywhere, and that's not healthy. So that person then is going to need to access something within themselves so that session empowers what they themselves have started, as opposed to, using it to lean on. So I think when it comes to too much, it isn't necessarily coming every day, but it's the why and what's being accomplished. And if the client is listening and following directions, that's another clue for me. If a client, and not that, you know, I'm bossing people around or saying, well, do this and do that. But obviously, if you're seeking insight, again, let's use the doctor. If the doctor says, okay, well, if you want to be healthier, you need to do this and this and this and this. Well, you need to follow that if you want to be healthier. So the same thing goes for spiritual guidance. If you want to be more connected and seek your highest potential path, et cetera, then you need to pay attention to the guidance that's given, because it isn't my personal opinion. I'm not sharing what I think you should do. This all comes from a higher source and is given to you for your personal best. And from, you know, it's not about, we don't generally give our personal opinions and say, well, I think you should do this. It's nothing about that. We're just usually messengers, channelers, or vessels. So I think and feel in a lot of situations, it's based more on the client and what they're absorbing or not absorbing, as opposed to being able to put like a time stamp on it and say, well, every day. I mean, I have clients that come every day, but when I look at or I feel where they're at, I would not say that that's too much for them. I would say that that's something that's needed and is helping them, and they need that because it's guidance, and they're I can feel that they're like you're talking about that client that you said you would go to for a reading. You use the ladder. They're evolving spiritually, so we are making progress. So that's something that I would judge too much in, you know, if it's obsessive, is are we making progress, or are we just, you know, is it a lot of us are familiar with the movie The Groundhog Day, or Groundhog Day, where they keep repeating, are we just repeating the same things over and over and over and over and over? So what, I know it seemed like you wanted to add something, James. What did you want to add?
Oh, no, well, I mean, I like all the points that you made, and I guess, again, it's really depends on the person, and, you know, what was that? You had said something, and then I wrote it down, and then I don't remember what I was going to say associated with what I had written down, and I had just gotten done saying how beneficial it is to write, to make notes and write things down, but anyway, it may come back, and it may not, but one thing I wanted to say as well is, you know, if you're someone who is doing multiple readings for the sake of trying to get a different answer, I will tell you this, you will probably find what you are looking for, because our intentions have tremendous power as well. And if you are seeking wrong information, you can probably find that just as much as if you are seeking, you know, and I'm not saying, and one thing I want to say too is, and this is one thing I'm very open with my clients, is that I'm not perfect. I do the best that I can with the gifts that God has given me. So I always tell my clients that if I say something, hold it with an open hand. And, you know, one thing that I always pray for my clients is that they receive their best, you know, whatever is best for them in any given situation. But I mean, I think that all of us, you know, in this industry understand that we are not perfect, and, you know, we do the best that we can. And there are times when, you know, we aren't 100%. So that's why sometimes it is good to get a second opinion, or, you know, sit on it, meditate on it, or, you know, pray about it. If it's something that doesn't feel right for you, you don't necessarily have to pick everything up either. You know, certainly if it's something that offends you, I would not pick that up at all. The one thing that I am confident about is that when the Spirit communicates and you're willing and receptive to take it, It will always feel loving, and it will always bring peace. The one verse from the Bible that I always take related to spirit communication is that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, and self-control. And so that's one way that you can tell if a message is accurate. I will say to that, though, you do have to be receptive to whatever your highest good is in any given situation as well, meaning that, you know, just because it doesn't feel right, if you haven't taken any time to take a look and assess your situation, you may want to do that before you just jump to the conclusion that you're going to throw it out. And I mean, I don't know what I've heard a lot of psychics say that they're 100% accurate, and to me that seems unreasonable. But I mean, you can certainly take a different viewpoint on that. What is your viewpoint on accuracy?
Well, no, I agree with you. First of all, I believe that my gifts or abilities are given to me from God. And I believe that there's too many variables for us to claim 100% accuracy. So I feel the same that you do. I give the very best that I can, but I can't say, you know, I've even had clients, you know, sometimes I'll give them a percentage if I feel that I'm able to offer that. But I'll always say to them, you know, there's no way, you know, you're looking for a guarantee. And I can't offer you that, especially love. Love just does not have any guarantees. And any time that we love or we enter into a relationship, there is risk and sacrifice involved. That's not to say that it won't pay off. And then I always say, I always finish up with, you know, you should never go against your own strong instincts and what your heart tells you. So if your heart is completely against what guidance I've given or someone else. And I wanted to mention, too, because I feel very strongly about that, and that's what I call saturating. And having a couple, one or two trusted advisors, I think is good, especially if each of them read or work in a different manner. I think that's very healthy and very helpful. But when you're going to 5, 6, 7, and then you were to come to me, let's say, at that point, what I get usually from my guides is this feeling of saturated, and at that point, you know, there's something else going on because you've gotten, I'm sure, you know, a lot of times clients will say, well, how come, you know, three of them said this and four of them said that. And at that point, you know, it's just way too many. You need to take a step back. And so that's really not going to help you. I mean, at that point, then what are you taking odds and saying, you know, making a graph or a chart? Okay, well, we've got five you saying yes and six saying no. So, yeah, be really careful with that, going to too many. And what you said, I think, is true. If you go to enough, you're certainly going to find someone that's going to give you what it is that you're seeking, whether it's true or there's any merit to that outcome or not, remains to be seen. However, eventually you're going to get someone that is going to say what you want to hear. But you know what? Chances are I've had so many that have come back later and said, you know, I knew in my heart what you told me was true, especially if it was news that wasn't fitting with the outcome they desired. And, you know, it didn't happen. And so they'd like to continue. Because if someone is really saturated, I might say to them, you know, this is how I work. I need you to give it a week without any sessions or readings, and then come back so that we can deal with just your energy, because I feel that there's no way to maximize the reading and to give them the service and the time. And it just, I mean, it's like going to a doctor. I think it makes sense to get a second opinion, but if you were given a diagnosis, would you go to 10 doctors? I mean, I don't feel that you would, and by that point, that would be extremely frustrating, and I think it would just make us feel more anxious and confused and in conflict. So I definitely wanted to bring that up, that I don't feel that running place person to person helps. And, yeah, I go by the drive-bys, too. Those that come in for 5 minutes and then, you know, type 15 questions. It doesn't matter how many questions you type. I'm only going to be able to go with what I can do. And 5 minutes is just not enough time for anything very substantial. So now what else did you want to add?
Just to your one comment that the client, you know, the clients that come back and say, I knew in my heart. Or, you know, I had suspected, or, you know, we do all, I mean, just because we are psychic intuitives and that's what we do for a living, that doesn't relegate the whole psychic gift to us. And that is one thing that I think is very key. And this almost goes back to when we were talking about how to maximize a session. A lot of times you will know in your heart. That's why I you know, said earlier, I was talking about the fruit of the spirit. Those are ways in which we can know that something is accurate or not accurate. Now we can't do it unless we're really surrendered to, you know, the circumstance of what it is. If we say, okay, I'm willing to just give this to God, what is the truth here? And, you know, a reading should resonate with you to some degree, unless you have this whole preconceived idea of what your future is going to be, then it probably won't. But I would, you know, I would recommend that you do that assessment and you take time for yourself to really see what resonates with you the most, what really feels right. Because that's the one thing I can tell you, you know, in doing this for we'll say many years. I've been doing it for quite some time. But I actually don't think I've been doing it quite as long as you. I think I'm a bit younger than you, but that was
okay.
Not to rub it in. It was not to rub it in, I promise. But
I know,
I mean, I've been doing it for quite a while now. But anyway, that's the one thing that I think people will come back and they'll say, you know, I knew you were right, or I knew, even if they've argued with me about, you know, I've had people say, oh, I've talked to 8 different people and all of them said this. I said, well, you know, if that's what they're saying, you may want to just, you know, check and see what, you know, you're going, you know, what's going on in your heart, what's going on, you know, in your own intuitive guidance, because we all have that. And so, yeah, that's a very, very good point is, you know, if, and that goes with being receptive to what's going to be said during a session as well. Okay, and then
can
we
I
have
interrupt
a
here?
Little...
I have somebody, I have a caller that I think you'd
Please.
Like to hear from. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, it's our very own Star Zinnias, and he wanted to say something on the subject, and so I've got him on hold, so let me put him on live. There you go, Star Zinnias, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. How's everybody?
Good, how
I
are
am
you?
Well. Good, I'm good, and I'm just, this is such a great topic. I'm looking at the email now about the intro to the topic tonight, and if I can indulge you a moment, just let me go through the questions one by one and give you my opinion, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the best time to get a reading? Well, at any time that you feel one is needed, you'd like more insight on a problem. You just like to chat about life in general. So pretty much any time. But a really good question is the next one, and that's, how do I maximize a session with a psychic? And I have some bugaboos about this, and it's only to provide my best service possible. And first of all, if you do not really come in the right state of mind and you haven't formulated a good question, and it's kind of here and there, and you ask for a general reading, but you have a question on your mind, you're going to get just that. You're going to get a general reading. So don't wait until the last 5 minutes of a reading to say, oh, by the way, can you tell me about this? Because that does the client no service, and it just makes me feel bad that I am not able to devote the time that you required to answer your question fully. Now, the next question after that is, how often do I get a reading? Even though I'm on the STARS site, which is probably the best site out there, and I've worked for many, and right now I'm strictly with STARS, how often do I get a reading? You cannot come in with a psychic 2, 3, 4 days after and ask the same question and hope for a different answer. Because while the answer might be worded differently, it's still going to be the same answer. It's still going to be the same answer. Give each reader's reading on each very serious question of life, love, give that reading a little bit of time. Give it a little time. You can't come in 3 days and expect something different. And please, please, and you guys have said this a couple times tonight, do not psychic hop. It doesn't do you as the client a service, and it really doesn't help us as readers. We want to form a relationship with you, and there's many readers on STARS, and if my style is not your style and you choose a different style of reader, by all means, go to somebody that you like and you can trust and that you can be perfectly honest with. I too am a very compassionate, and I'm a very conversational reader. You can't enter chat with me and just sit online and expect me to give you my best. It doesn't work that way. It's a give and take relationship. And after a session with a reader of give and take, you're going to be able to decide at that time if this person is right for you. This person is right for you. Now, it also says here, how much is too much? And that kind of goes back to how often do I get a reading? And again, coming in every 3 days and asking the same question is not going to benefit you, and it's not going to help me be the best that I can be. Okay? And please, by all means, if you are coming in with 5 minutes, if you want a yes and no answer, well, you'll get that. But don't come in with 5 minutes left on your time and ask me a very detailed question about love, money, career, or what have you, because I'm just not going to be able to do it in 5 minutes. It's as simple as that. If you want a yes and no answer, by all means, when you enter my chat, say to me, listen, I want a yes or no answer on this. You're going to get a yes or no answer. The next question after that is, what is the difference between a psychic and a medium? For me, personally, I believe in a universal consciousness that everyone is able to tap into, be it a reader or a seeker. We can all tap into a universal consciousness for answers to life's deepest questions, because the answer is there. I love being a reader. I love serving my clients. I have a great client base, and they all know I love them. They all know I care about them. And again, I think the biggest thing I want to stress is please find a reader or two that you really like and stay with them. Stay with them. You might have a great session, and then the next one might not resonate with you as much as the first. But please at least give that reader 3 tries if you like them, and, stick with them. And that's pretty much what I have to say on this topic. It's a great topic.
You know, Aeneas, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was just notified that we actually have a client that's called in, and
okay,
we're almost out of time. Can you sit tight and let's see what
problem.
The client...
No problem,
Maya. Would that be okay?
Perfectly fine. Client comes first.
I've extended the time anyway, so we have time. So let me get a hold of this this gal here. I don't want to miss her and see what she has to ask. She wants to ask you something. It's not a reading, so hold on. Hi there. You're live on the air. Go ahead and ask your question on the topic.
Hi. Oh, thanks so much for taking my call. Okay, well, this was a perfect show because I have a tendency to get frenzied and then call a bunch of different psychics. And I'm asking a question about when you said choose one or two psychics. And then sometimes you have a relationship with the psychic, and you may call often enough where they know your situation. So sometimes I feel like they no longer kind of tap into that, like, you know, like they know you too well to almost give you objective kind of guidance. I don't know if you have a comment on that or if you understand what I'm saying. It's like they almost anticipate your situation and they almost start to, like, read you based on, like, the situation, you know, because they're familiar with it.
This is Maya, and let me just say that we often do develop relationships, and I feel that those are, as long as the expert, which the experts on STARS are very ethical, as long as you're dealing with an ethical expert, what your concern is that it's like a family member, that they're no longer able to read with clarity, and I don't really feel that that's true. It becomes easier, and they may not wow you quite as much because they do know you. But I know that if for some reason a relationship is formed and I feel that I can't read indiscriminately for someone, I would advise them to possibly seek someone else out. But if you feel that way, so if you're asking in general, I don't feel personally, and then I'm going to turn it over to James, I don't feel personally that that's a problem. I think it's actually good. I have clients that have been with me for 7 and 8 years, and, you know, we're still going strong. So I understand your concern, but I don't really feel, for the most part, that's something you need to worry about. But what about you, James? What's your feeling on that?
Well, first I want to address where you had said you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that you sometimes get that anxiety or panicky and you will call multiple psychics. Is that what you were saying at first?
Yeah, I guess that was kind of not the point of the question. But yeah,
well, no,
I
wanted to comment on that because that's a really good thing to recognize. I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong, but one thing that I would recommend is, you know, maybe if you feel that, get a reading and then sit on it. You know, sit on it for as long as you can, you know, kind of mull it over, write down notes to yourself about it or whatever, and then, you know, if a day later or 2 days later you feel like you want to call somebody else, but give it a little bit of time in between. Just personally, that's what I, doing this for so long, that's what I would recommend. But it is really good that you notice that about yourself. And then secondly, about, you know, developing a relationship with psychics, absolutely that happens. You know, we're human, of course, so, you know, am I going to say we never do it? I can't say that I personally have never done it. I've had clients, though. I mean, I think my longest-standing client is 10 years, and we have an excellent relationship, but I never feel as though our relationship has hindered my ability to read for that person. Now, I think that I'm susceptible, just like anyone else, to just being human. And, you know, that can certainly, you know, maybe if I'm off that day or something, it could get in the way. But I think for the most part, the way that I do readings, I'm very clairsentient, which means that I feel when I'm giving a reading and I know that I'm on the right track, the client doesn't have to say anything. I can feel it. And so if I'm not feeling that, there's probably something going on. I don't know if that kind of helps you with that particular question or not, but We're imperfect beings, you know, doing the best that we can with the gifts that God has given us as well. And so I don't want to paint a picture that we never make mistakes, because that's not true. But I would say that normally, if I felt that I wasn't giving my best, I would probably mention to the client, hey, you know, maybe try back with me later. This might not be the best time for us, or something. Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. And while we're talking, I'm just going to bring up one more thing about, like, you know, like building those relationships. Like, especially, like, if you're asking about, like, a love life or a romantic relationship that's, like, up and down, and sometimes, like, the psychic may give you some advice that you do or do not take, you don't take, you know, because you don't want to, and then mm-hmm. it kind of, like, hinders you wanting to call them back. You know,
cause okay.
you feel like a little embarrassed, like, oh, you're calling about that again?
Right, right.
So that's another thing with, like, the longer term.
Sure. Maya, do you want to tackle that one?
For some reason, I didn't hear the very beginning, but I agree with James that it's good that you recognize that. You should never feel, we are very accepting and so non-judgmental, because that's part of being spiritual, is taking that away. So you should not feel ever that, you know, oh, I'm asking the same thing. If the expert feels that no good is being served of revisiting, they'll be the first ones. They would guide you. If, for example, if you were my client and you were asking about the same thing, and I didn't really feel that there was anything new to share updates, I would say that to you. There's just nothing new here, but, you know, maybe we could look at something else, or maybe we could direct you so that you aren't so connected to this one particular situation or person. So I don't think that you need to feel that way. Again, it's good that you, if you're noticing or you're aware that you perhaps are asking too much, don't ever feel embarrassed or ashamed. I don't believe any of us are saying, oh, no, not her again or not him again or not the same question. We're always looking at you individually and with the highest good possible. And sometimes things do have shifted and we can offer some new insight and guidance. And if not, we would be the ones to tell you.
Okay.
So hopefully
okay.
that helps. And did you want to add something, James?
I know we're running
out of time here. So.
We are. But if we could just have like a few more minutes. You know,
sure.
About not taking the advice that Spirit's giving in a session. To me, I don't judge anyone. You know, it is your life. And one thing I can tell you is I think that we all make mistakes. We all, you know, create scenarios in our life. And just because something came out in a reading doesn't necessarily mean that you failed just because you didn't follow that. There's always, at least from my perspective, there's always room for us to experience grace and experience love and, you know, acceptance. And so, like, let's say Spirit says you need to quit being so anxious about this particular scenario. You don't, and it creates some sort of calamity. Spirit in infinite wisdom knew that that was going to happen. There was another underlining purpose for that to come forward at that time. And, you know, obviously it was an evolutionary experience for you, because, you know, you recognize it. To come from a place where, you know, you feel ashamed because you didn't, I would just say you're free from that. You know, you don't have to feel that way. And if an advisor were to ever say, well, why didn't you follow my advice, or they got snarky with you, I wouldn't talk to him anymore. But I mean, I would say I've never met an advisor that would do that. But, you know, I'm not saying that they're not out there, because we are all humans, and you know, I'm imperfect myself. So, but yeah, we've all not followed advice and we've all made mistakes, and that's just a part of being here and being alive. So, I would just throw that shame away. It doesn't do anybody any good.
Yes, and I this is Maya again. I agree so much with that, James, that, you know, we're here to guide you, and we're not, I mean, we're not, we don't have rulers. We're not going to slap your hands. And I agree that if a person gets snarky, you know, or is rude because you didn't follow, the advice that was given is guidance and insight to help you serve your highest good. There's no expectation because it's not our ego that we're working off of. We're working through spirit or through divine. So if you don't follow the advice, you have nothing to be ashamed of and no worries there. We'll just look at it again. And if the advice is really meant to be followed, eventually that's what I feel will happen. And if not, I don't get offended or take it personally, and I feel that that's true of most experts.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys both.
You're welcome.
Well, come back
for calling
and look to us next week, okay? Please come and see us every week. We love having you.
Okay, for sure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I guess, guys, I guess that's the end here. Where I ran it over anyway so that we could still be recorded because people still listen after the show is done. We get a lot of people that do the archives, so I just ran it over, and as soon as I saw that it was going to run over, I changed the time. But anyways, what a great show, and I think it gave a lot of insight to a lot of people about getting readings and what it's like, and since I have a platform where I have lots of readers, I must say I'm very pleased and very honored to have all the ones that I have, and I have so many applications. People, please they send me emails. Please let me be on your site, please. Well, you know, I've got, of course, as the owner, I've got to gauge it with the traffic. So I don't just hire people, you know, okay, I'll hire you. No, I don't do that. So they are interviewed, and I get to know them and see how they talk, see how they, you know, respond to me, what their replies are. And I feel that I have the best on the Internet, and the site is really nice. And you have complaints on my site, they come to me, I handle it, it's wonderful. But you have to know how to get a reading, you really do. And they, you know, what do they call them, psychic junkies or something like that, I think they call them, that they go from site to site to site. That's not good, that's not healthy. We all get in a frenzy, all of us. And I'm lucky, I can call James or I can call Maya and say help, so I have the advantage. But for those listening, that it's, just take a deep breath and remember what was said to you or what was typed to you. Get the chat. You can get a copy of the chat, and it'll be very helpful. You can read it again, and it'll make you feel better. And like both and everybody's been saying, you know, just absorb and then let it take place. Don't go back the next day and the next day and the next day because you're probably going to get the same answers if you do that. Don't you agree, everyone?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I
can't flat out agree not to go, if you're saying not to get guidance every day, because I do think there's some situations that it's very difficult and a person does need that support.
Yeah, especially if they don't get enough time with a reader, though, too. You know, that's a difference. 5 minutes, they can't get anything in 5 minutes. I can tell you that.
No.
And then they'll come back again 5 minutes the next day and the next day, and I see it all the time.
No, that doesn't work.
Like you said, 30 minutes. Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. But anyways, that's just my, as the owner, that's what my take is on it, that you need to resonate with those profiles. It's really real, really, really important. And get to know your medium or your psychic. And like I said, I have the very best. What can I tell you? Anyways, any last things you'd like to say while we're still on the air?
The only thing I would say is thank everyone for listening, and thanks, Aeneas, for joining us this evening. I appreciate it very much. And love to everybody. God bless everyone. And we hope to see you back next Monday.
And my final thought is exactly the same. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And next week, I will not be here, but we're going to have an amazing topic. And so I might even listen in if I am available. It is my birthday, so I'm out of town. But it's going to be on grieving, I think. Is that right? Or do we have a different title for it? I know that's what the general topic is.
Yeah, I think it's grieving.
So that'll be a really, really nice topic. And so, yeah, so listen in next week. I love you all, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening.
And you have a nice birthday, James, if I don't talk to you before then.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
And thank you, my Maya Moon, and everybody in the chat. Of course, we had lots of people in the chat. We had quite a few that came in. We had Stars Tia, Stars Psychic Hecate, and we had, of course, James was there, Candy was there, David, Aeneas was there, and there were some guests in there, so that's really nice. But everybody have a nice evening, and we'll be back, Maya Moon and myself, next Monday, same time, same station. So look forward to then. Bye-bye, and I love you guys a whole lot. Have a good evening.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.